I'm Chris Nessie, host of Behind the Mic, Voices of the EPN, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome, everybody, to this episode of the Ninth Grade Experience Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Dutchko. Ninth grade can be challenging. Let's experience it together. And it's been a minute since we've had a full episode. We've been doing lots of stuff on social media, but we're going to have one of our first full episodes of the 23-24 school year today, focusing on a new program here at Emmaus High School. We're bringing back the freshman mentoring program. So we're excited today to preview that. The mentors met with students, freshman students, in the beginning of October, and they're going to meet with them monthly. So this episode is a little bit of introduction about our mentor program. And we're also hearing from some of our upperclassmen mentors. And we asked them why they want to be mentors for students. And we're also asking them for some tips and strategies that they can share with ninth graders in this one as well, too. So we're excited to be getting back into full-length episodes here as we get rolling through the school year here. We're setting up interviews with students. We also have a really unique opportunity that will be coming up pretty soon in collaboration with the Emmaus Historical Society that we're going to, you know, talk about in our next episode. But it'll be a whole lot of fun to kind of take a look back with the Historical Society as we look back at the history of ninth grade students in Emmaus High School. So that's going to be really exciting, and we can't wait to share some of those upcoming interviews in the near future. So we're always looking for students that want to be a part of the podcast. So if you are watching this or listening and you want to join, reach out to Mr. Stutchko. You can send us a message on our TikTok page at Ninth Grade Experience or on YouTube Shorts at Ninth Grade Experience, or you can email Mr. Stutchko here at the high school. We're excited to be able to share, you know, what's going on with our freshmen here at the school. It's been a month and a half, so it's time to kind of start telling their stories here and kind of seeing how things are going with them. So if you like this episode or you want to look back on some other episodes that have lots of great tips and advice for freshmen, you can go to ninthgradeexperience.com and you can search for all of our episodes there. We have links to video and audio. You can subscribe to the audio as well. As I mentioned earlier, we have a couple of really active social media channels. On TikTok, we're at Ninth Grade Experience. On YouTube Shorts, we're at Ninth Grade Experience. On Instagram, we're also at Ninth Grade Experience, though we don't post as much on Instagram, but TikTok and YouTube Shorts are finding some big numbers for our videos there. So we're excited to be able to share all this great stuff that everyone's doing. And we're in the middle of homecoming week here, so we look forward to the rest of the week homecoming activities as well, too. So in this episode, you're going to hear from lots of different students and from some of our administrators about the reemergence of our ninth grade mentoring program.
I'm Nicole D'Amelio, and I am an assistant principal here at Emmaus High School, and my students have the last names R-O-C through Z.
I'm Beth Gariello, principal of Emmaus High School.
I'm Mark Zimmerman, an assistant principal at Emmaus, and I have the beginning of the alphabet A through Faust.
We want to establish community within the school, so we are hoping that the upperclassmen can be the ones that facilitate that by meeting with the freshmen to give them guidance, to support them, especially because they've been in their shoes, and we're hoping that that can be a peer-to-peer support versus, you know, adults-to-peers. We have a lot of those opportunities, but we're trying to foster peer-to-peer supports.
And one thing that I thought was interesting is that this was recommended by our students who attended the principal advisory meetings last year. So even our graduating seniors wanted to leave the school a better place than they found it. And so they suggested bringing this back.
I think ultimately the goal is to make sure that all students feel welcome here. It's a very big school. As we said before, we're trying to take this gigantic school and create smaller communities so that everybody feels welcome and comfortable so that they can be successful in the classroom.
Why did you want to become a mentor?
I'm Miranda Osmond. I'm a junior. I wanted to do it because as a freshman, sometimes I felt like I didn't know things. Sometimes I would turn to the older kids for answers, like for classes, like what class to take, and like how to study, because high school is hard. It's different from being in middle school, and I think to have someone who's older is like a good role model.
My name's Nye Ray, and I'm a senior. I wanted to be a mentor because I have friends that were freshmen last year, and I know people that are freshmen this year, and a lot of them were just really lost and making mistakes that they didn't need to be making because they didn't know any better.
Hi, I'm Grace Osmond. I am a junior, and I wanted to be a mentor because I wanted to help the freshmen get around.
My name is Lee Lu. I'm also a senior, and I wanted to help majorly because of all the changes. I feel like it's different for us too, so I'm sure they're just as confused and everything as like the room changes and everything.
My name is Candace Clark. I'm in 12th grade. I wanted to be a mentor because like somebody always is gonna like need help and like just gotta be that person to help them.
Hi, I'm Lila Schneider, and I wanted to be a mentor to make sure that the freshmen and new students had a welcome experience to Emmaus, because it's a pretty big place and hard to navigate, so I'm excited to be a positive example for other students.
Hi, I'm Anna Chavoya. I'm a junior, and I'm a mentor this year because when I was a freshman, I wish I had a mentor, someone who could teach me like the ropes of high school, and I think it's a great opportunity for this year's freshmen.
My name's Madison. I'm a senior, and I want to be a mentor to help the freshmen learn how to navigate a high school like career.
I'm Connor. I'm in 12th grade, and I wanted to be a mentor so I could help freshmen out.
Hi, my name is Will Buck. I'm a junior, and I want to be a mentor because I've learned a lot of lessons in high school, and I want to share those with the underclassmen.
Calum Harvey. I'm in 11th grade, and I want to be a mentor so I can make sure people don't make the same mistakes I made freshman year.
Hi, I'm Aridney. I'm a junior, and I want to be a mentor because I want to help newer EHS students throughout their high school journey.
My name is Karina McCallum. I'm a junior in high school, and I wanted to be a mentor so that I could meet all of you and, you know, be more involved in the school.
I'm Beck Lopez. I'm a senior. I wanted to be a mentor because I just really wanted to help out and give this community the best chance it has.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm an 11th grade. I want to be a mentor because I know how it feels to be a freshman. And I want to help, so why not?
Hi, my name is Brianna McLean. I'm a senior, and I would like to be a mentor because I would like to provide like a safe person for the freshmen to go to if they have any questions or concerns about their freshman year.
Hi, my name is Kayla Rain. I'm class of 2025, and I want to be a student mentor because I wish I had a mentor when I was a freshman.
Hi, I'm Millie. I'm a senior here in Emmaus, and I want to be a freshman mentor because I wish I had somebody to do this for me when I was a freshman. So I was like really lost during COVID, and this is like a great way to connect with students.
Hi, my name is Ashka. I'm also a junior. Same thing like Millie, I have similar reasons, but also because I think this is a great opportunity to create more school spirit and school bonding. So this will be a good opportunity and really fun.
What's your best advice for ninth graders?
I would say best tip is to join a club, activity, or sport. Get involved.
I think the best tip for freshmen is to manage your time and don't put things off.
I think the best tip for freshmen is to be good listeners and to make friends and to learn how to listen to other people instead of just speaking all the time.
I think if I were to give a freshman advice, it'd probably be try everything because you don't know what you're into. Like, if you might like one thing but then decide you don't want to do it anymore, so just try everything because the high school has so many different clubs. Interested in.
One piece of advice that I have for freshmen is to talk to people during homeroom. If you don't talk to people during homeroom, it's not really gonna, you're gonna be uncomfortable when it comes to like Hornet Huddle. So, yeah.
One piece of advice I would give to freshmen is join a club. Seriously, you need to find what you enjoy.
I would say to start making good habits, like especially study habits. That way, by the time you're in your junior and senior year, you have everything, you know, everything's good and you're not backed up or anything.
One tip I have for ninth grade students is always do your work. Never like procrastinate to not do your work because it's all going to build up and you're going to be stressed out after. So yeah, just do your work on time and turn in your assignments on time as well.
one tip for freshmen is study and don't procrastinate and take the hard classes. It'll be worth it.
One piece of advice I have for freshmen is to join as many clubs as possible. That's like the easiest and fastest way to make new friends. And it kind of gives you a sense of belonging in the school.
One tip I have for freshmen is to really keep up with your homework.
My one tip for freshmen is to be involved in your education.
My tip for freshmen would be just to find a really solid group of friends and just to stay with them throughout your high school experience.
My tip for freshmen would be get familiar with the layout of the school. I think it helps being able to find your class.
My one tip for freshmen would be find a good friend group and stick with them throughout high school, or always just have an open mind and never say no to anything.
One tip for freshmen I have would be to join a lot of clubs, talk with people, get into your interests, because if you find those people, it's going to change your life.
A tip I have for all the freshmen is get involved in the school, stay aware, and a great way to do that is to read the sticker. We're both.
Okay, my tip for freshmen is stay out of drama. That's like a big deal. My tip for the freshmen is to get involved with a lot of clubs initially, and then kind of see what you like the best moving up.
One tip that I would give to you freshmen is to be aware, because you guys take up a lot of space in the hallways, and sometimes I can't get to where I need to be because you guys are just standing there.
A tip for freshmen would definitely be to don't walk slower always. We have places to go, and I want to get there as fast as possible.
Also, don't do school fights, please, because they're kind of really bad and annoying.
Thanks for listening and watching to today's episode. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or on YouTube or on all of our social media channels.